Blog Talk Radio.
Look around and see just how good God's been to me. Can't mama complain? Help me through the storm and rain. Thank you.
I can't thank Him enough.
Oh,
I can't thank Him enough.
He's been good.
I can't thank Him enough.
If I had 10,000 songs,
I can't thank Him enough.
It's true.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church this morning, this Sunday morning. Amen. I pray that you have been blessed, amen, by the song, because, yes, we can't thank him enough for what he has done and what he has already done, praise God. So I want to thank God for you, you and you, for allowing us to come into your homes this morning and to minister the word of the Lord. Today I have a special guest. I'm not ministering, y'all. Come on, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to feast off the word today. I have Bishop Thurman A. Butler coming on. He was my bishop. He was my pastor. Amen. Praise God. All the way from Richmond, Virginia, Undisputed Truth Ministry. Amen. And I thank God for him for taking this assignment today. Praise God. So I'm going to present to you no other than the one and only, amen, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. He's going to minister. God bless y'all.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise our God. We thanking God for another opportunity for the precious blessing of coming before his awesome people. And I thank God today for this apostle, my daughter in the gospel, my friend, praise God, my colleague, my yoke woman in the ministry, along with her yoke man, husband, pastor, Matthew McNeil, awesome man and woman of God. So we thank God this day, and I'm so grateful to be invited, the Lord with you today, at Mount Carmel International Ministries. Praise God. God is on the throne. Hallelujah. He's blessing his people in a mighty way. And I don't know about you, good God Almighty, but it's a time of refreshing for his people. Glory to God. He is moving throughout the earth. Praise be to God. He is pouring out on those that want to receive from him today. And we thank God, hallelujah, that we are of the remnant to escape. If I could just entitle a little word today to bless our soul, I want to talk today about the midnight cry. The midnight cry. If I could subtopic, I would say revival in the bondage. So it would be midnight cry, revival in the bondage. I want to read a few scriptures, praise God, and I can give them to you prior to going so that you can write them down. I want to read a little out of Matthew chapter 25. I want to read verse 5-9. And I want to go over to Ezra chapter 9. Praise God. And I'm going to just read, take a verse from out of verse 5-9. And we're going to close out today in Matthew's 25. No, we said that Matthew's 25, verse 5. We're going to close out in Acts 16, verse 17. We want to talk today about the midnight cry. Revival in the bondage. Can I just read a little before we get into the meat of the message today? Matthew chapter 25 and verse 5 declares, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Glory to God. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. And the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. We're going to talk today about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the position that we may find ourselves possibly in. But we're going to take the meat of the message out of the book of Ezra chapter 9. I'm going to begin reading from verse 5. At the evening sacrifice, I arose from my heaviness and rent my garments and mantle. I fell upon my hands unto the Lord my God and said, Oh, my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee. My God, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespasses is grown up unto the heavens. For since the days of our fathers, we have been in great trespass unto this day. For our iniquities have we, our kings, and our priests been delivered into the hand of kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, war, and to confusion of face as it is this day. Key verse. And now, for a little space, grace have been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a nail in his holy place, that our God might lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in the bondage. When you look at the scripture today, they're talking about the prophet Ezra. And he's talking about the people of God just coming out of the bondage of captivity. They had not been out long at all. But soon as God freed them, they began to look and search for a lifestyle other than what God freed them to serve. Well, you know the story. They began marrying wives of the Hittites and all kind of other strange tribes of people. And God had not dealt with them. God was yet carrying them. It's kind of like us today. God has not grown weary of dealing with his people. God is yet blessing his people. God is yet, glory to God, forgiving his people. God is yet standing here for his people. But God Almighty, he's just waiting for us to turn. Well, glory be to God, Ezra was a leader. And if you're a leader today, I know what you're going through. I know that things can get tough. Things can get rough because we're leading a group of stiff-necked, uncircumcised in the heart children of God. Kind of like Moses when they came out of the wilderness. But glory be to God, I want to encourage you today. We don't have to give up the position of God and understand it's just more bondage than ever going on. We're living in a time where people are bound by so many different things. So much glory be to God that you'll throw your hands up and say, I can't do it another day. But the prophet Ezra felt the same way. And he said, when I heard these words, he rented his mantle, he rented his garment, he fell on his face before God. Glory be to God. If I can encourage somebody today, maybe God is telling you, glory to God, you are the one. You are the one that's going to save the body of Christ in your region. You are the one, glory be to God, that he has to use to bring somebody else out. And so Ezra rented his clothes. He took off his mantle. He forgot about his title. His position didn't mean anything. Good God Almighty, sometimes we can just lay down our titles. Hallelujah. Lay down our prestige. Lay down our reputation. Good God Almighty, and feel the bondage of God's people. That's what God put on Moses, the ability to feel the bondage of his people in Egypt. See, we can't keep going on, hallelujah, shouting with those that are free, praying with those that are free, going out to eat dinner after church with those that are free, and leaving the ones in bondage behind. Because I know, glory be to God, from experience, hallelujah. If you ever find yourself in bondage, it's not as easy to get out as it was to get in. Good God Almighty. And sometimes when someone's in bondage, they can't find or muster up the strength to believe that they can come out. They wait till they feel they've got in better. People in bondage wait until they feel like they overcome their circumstances. They still want God. They still love God. But the bondage is holding them back. Well, glory be to God. We want to understand today that there is revival. There is revival for you. If I'm talking to you today and you found yourself in bondage, I want to let you know that there's still a revival coming. Good God Almighty, that there still can be revived in your spirit. Glory be to God. Just because you're in bondage, it's not over. Say to yourself right now, it's not over. Glory to God. Say, I'm ready to get revived. I'm ready to stand again. I'm ready to run again. I'm ready to pray again. I'm ready to love again. And I'm not going to stay right here. Good God Almighty, I want to let you know today your help is on the way. God has somebody praying. God has somebody laying before him. The man of God, Ezra, he interceded. That's what renting of his clothes meant. That's what laying down his mantle meant. That's what laying down his reputation meant. That Jesus came, he came to the lowly. He said, I come to seek that which was lost. Good God Almighty. He said, I come not to the righteous. Glory be to God, but I came for the sinner to have an opportunity to repent. And Ezra took off all of his prestigiousness and said, oh, Lord my God. He said, I am ashamed right now. I want to come before you, but I don't have an answer as to why the people are stuck. I don't have an answer to why my son is stuck. I don't have the answer to why my husband is stuck. I don't know why my daughter won't come, glory to God. He says, I'm ashamed because I carry your word. I carry your mantle. I carry, come on, somebody, the position. I am the pastor. I don't understand why people in the church can't get free. But he was interceding. See, he felt that thing. Glory to God. He wanted freedom for his people. Glory be to God. So he came before God, but he said, God, I don't have the answer, but I know you have to send a revival. Somebody say, Lord, send a revival. Send a revival in my home. Send a revival in my life. Send a revival over my family. He said, God, we need a revival. He said, because our iniquities are increasing, they're over our head, they're reaching up to heaven. It's so many lost, so many in bondage, so many need to be set free. He said,
the days of our fathers in verse 7. He said this has been going on far too long. And sometimes you got to tell the devil, you've been bothering me too long. You've been touching my family too long. You've been raising havoc too long. You've been binding the saints of God far too long. And somebody got to believe that there is yet revival in the bondage. Good God Almighty. And so he says, since the days of our father, things have been going the wrong way. He said, and because of it, our kings, the priests, everybody's being delivered into the hands of evil kings. They're being delivered into the hands of spirits. They're being delivered into the hands of demons. They're changing the anointing of God for a synthetic anointing, for a counterfeit anointing in the church. They're looking to the world for direction. Father, help in the revival. And the Lord said in verse 8, for a little space, grace has been shown from the Lord our God. Do you understand that the mercy that's being applied to the world right now, that the grace that's being applied to the saints right now, the love that's being applied to the body right now, it's just for a space. And the Bible declares that for a space, grace has been applied. And we are running out of space. Hallelujah. It's getting closer to the return of the Lord Jesus. We don't know the day or the hour, but we know that the dispensation of grace is just for a space. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people yet in bondage. But God said, I'm going to give grace so I can leave a remnant. I can leave a remnant. God is calling the church out of the church. He's calling the people out of the world. He's calling deliverance out of bondage. But it's just a space that he's doing it. He said so that there would be a remnant to escape. God wants his people. The Lord is not weary. The Lord is not mocked. The Lord is not mad. The Lord is love. And his desire is that every man would come unto the knowledge of repentance. But we are workers together with the Lord. And somebody got to come before him and cry out, send a revival in my town. Send a revival in me first. Then in my family. Then in my town. Then in my country. Send a revival. Hallelujah. There would be a remnant to escape. He said he's going to give us a nail in his holy place. He's going to fasten us right where we belong in the body of Christ. Good God Almighty, so that we won't stray again. He said that the Lord God may lighten our eyes. See, what happens, glory to God, if you don't have enlightened eyes, you won't stay on the path. The Bible declares, walk in the light as he's in the light. You'll have fellowship one with another. And when you have fellowship one with another, the blood of Jesus will cleanse you. The blood of Jesus will restore you. The blood of Jesus will guide you. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. But when our eyes get heavy, when our eyes are carrying things that's not in the light, glory be to God, then the God of this world blind us that we believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine, which is the image of God, and free the soul We're freeing your soul today. I want to let you know the revival is on the way. Good God Almighty is starting even right now under the sound of my voice. God is sending the revival into your heart right now. Somebody say right now, God. Glory to God. He's sending it. He's sending it. He's sending it. He's sending it. Glory to God right into your heart and mind right now. He's reviving right now. He's loosening you right now. Glory be to God. He's freeing you even right now. He said to give us reviving in the bondage. Where you at? Right what you're going through. The revival is happening. The stirring up is happening. The loosening is happening. Glory be to God. Right now, God. Freedom. He said, for we are bound men. We are bound. Glory be to God. When you come before God clean and say, God, I'm a bound man. I'm a bound child of God. Verse 9 says, we are bound men, yet our God have not. God don't leave you because you get bound. He leaves you because you have no desire to come back, because you don't have faith you can come back. But if you believe it today, child of God, God has not forsaken you. He will restore you. He will renew you. He will revive you. The Bible declares that he hasn't forsaken us in our bondage, but he has extended mercy. God has a extended mercy so that we can make it. To God be the glory. But as we said, glory to God, as the word of God said, for a space grace have been applied. Let us understand that there's a time where space will run out. And you may very well still be in bondage. But I tell you, people of God, going to be according to your desire. But when space runs out, it's probably going to be the day after midnight. Oh, yeah, this time. But there's a cry about to be made. It's something about midnight. When the children of Israel was in bondage in Egypt, they struck the doorpost with the blood. And they waited for midnight. Because they knew the next day was the Passover. The next day was deliverance. Come on, somebody. They knew that the next day was freedom. Hallelujah. They knew that the next day was a new direction for their life. So they struck it and went to bed and waited for midnight. I read in your hearing Matthew 25, and it talked about while the bridegroom tarried. That's today right now, child of God. The Lord has yet tarried another second while we're talking. But he could be here the next second while we're talking. But until he returns, he is tarrying. And the Bible declared while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Bondage will get you in a state of slumber. You'll try to sleep your way through the trial. You'll try to slumber and go slow and be unfaithful while he tarried. But the Bible declared that midnight came. Good God Almighty. And at midnight, there was a cry made. What was the cry for? The cry was, behold, the bridegroom coming. That's not the moment. That's not the twinkling of an eye that we see in 1 Corinthians 15, Thessalonians chapter 4. This is a different cry. This is a parable of a cry that's going on right now. This is the cry that you hear right now. This is the cry that the preachers are preaching right now. This is the cry that you hear on the radio and on the television right now. The cry is, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Hello, Shatta. It's not enough time when he cracked the sky. See, it's not enough time when he meet us in the air. You got to hear the cry that's going on right now. The bridegroom is coming. Yes, there's yet time. Cry is being made. Go ye out to meet him, telling us to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord in the air. Are you preparing yourself today, child of God? Are you freeing yourself up today, child of God? Are you getting light for the flight? The bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. All those virgins arose, and they trimmed their lamps. You know why all 10 of them was virgins? Because it doesn't matter if you're wise or foolish. It doesn't matter if you're weak or strong. See? It doesn't matter if you're on the mountain or in the valley. They're all virgins because in the sight of God, transgressions have not been applied. And right now, while you're under the blood, child of God, you are as clean as somebody on the mountain. You're as clean as somebody that's delivered. You're just as clean. The only difference is you're bound. You're still a child of God. You're still called to preach. You're still who you are in the sight of God. You're just bound by the things of the world. Hallelujah. But you need to understand that there's a revival you can have in your bondage. God has not forsaken you. You can be free. You can be delivered. You can run again. He said they trimmed their lamps. Know what that means? They worked on their light so that their light can shine and give God glory. Their light can shine before men and give God glory. They trimmed their lamps, but some people were yet foolish. Even though God seemed them clean as the next one, what made them foolish is they didn't accumulate the right things through life. See, the parable here, you can see they're talking about during your lifetime. What are you purchasing? What are you accumulating? We're not talking about with money. Isaiah said, come, buy without money, without price. The oil don't cost nothing naturally. Cost anything monetarily. The oil get purchased through experiences. The oil get purchased through trials, tribulations, persecutions, holding on regardless, believing regardless, keeping the God way of doing things. That's how you get filled up with the oil. The Bible declares, the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil. Children of God, that's what the saints are saying in the church right now. Pastor, give me some oil. Prophetess, give me some oil. Musicians, praise leaders, give us some oil. Hallelujah.
But they told him, not so. No, you can stay in church all your life and be dry as the desert sand. Get some oil through your life. They said, not so. But go ye rather to them that sell. You know who's selling it? The Holy Ghost. You know who's giving it? The Holy Ghost. You know who's releasing it? The Holy Ghost. And you got to go to the Spirit of God and desire to purchase something. Hallelujah. You got to connect back with the Spirit of God, just like you connect the pump to your car to get gas. You got to connect your spirit to the Holy Spirit and let it fill you up with oil. They said, it's not that we don't want to give you none. The wise. They said, but it may not be enough for me and you. Now, and even as leaders, it's only so far you can go, leader. It's only so much you can give. Some leaders are giving so much that it's draining them. It's stressing them out. It's burning them out because they have given all the oil that they've had. And then when they run out, the very ones they tried to fill up in the natural, will ride right by them and say, oh, you out of gas, huh? Hallelujah. And you then gave them yours. To God be the glory. Things will happen. And I'm ready to close this thing out today. But I want to let you know that it may not be your fault that you're in bondage. You may have went out on the line for somebody. You may have believed in somebody. You may have walked with somebody. You may have interceded for somebody. Now you find yourself in bondage. You may have been working for God, and somehow, some way, you wound up in bondage. In Acts chapter 16, glory to God. Verse 17 said, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way unto salvation. And all Paul and Silas was doing was the will of God. Come on, somebody. All they was doing is freeing and setting people free. And glory be to God, somebody that was in bondage themselves began speaking on behalf of the men of God. But they was in the wrong spirit. So leaders, glory be to God. Don't you back down when you see somebody in the wrong spirit. I don't care if they do go to your church. I don't care if they are paying tithes. Y'all ain't talking to me. I don't care what their last name is. I don't care how long they've been a member. When they get in the wrong spirit, call it out. Call it out. This woman was tied to a lot of money, to a lot of, glory be to God, merchandise, so to say, to the people of the city. She was tied to the economical status of the city. She thought she had prestigiousness and the okay, so to say, to speak. And Paul let her do it for many days. But it grieved him. If you're a leader, somebody in the wrong spirit should grieve your spirit.
Not that you won't intercede or carry them for a while, but glory be to God. You ought to recognize it and not be fine with it. Paul was not fine. It grieved his spirit. He let her do it for many days. And then the Holy Ghost said, turn around and tell her. He said, I command you in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Come out of her. We can speak people out of bondage when we be led by the Holy Ghost. That's all that he did. He spoke in the spirit. It instantly sent revival into her bondage. But everybody ain't happy when you freeing people like that. Glory to God. Everybody ain't going to be on your side when you walking in power. When you obeying the Holy Ghost. Everyone is not going to be happy. Hallelujah to God. He came out of her the self-same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. And they brought them to the magistrate, saying that these men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. The Senator John Lewis said, it's all right. Do good trouble. Be good trouble. If you're going to get in trouble, glory be to God. Let it be God trouble. Is somebody ready to get in trouble for God? Are you ready to start some trouble for the Holy Ghost? Are you ready to start some trouble in your home standing on God? Go with be to God. Are you ready to start trouble? Believe in the word of God and the word only. They said that they're troubling our city with this power of the Holy Ghost. And they teach customs which are not lawful to receive, neither observe, being Romans. And verse 22 said that the multitude rose up together against him, and the magistrate rent his clothes off like he was mad at something and commanded to beat them. Sometimes it costs to intercede. Sometimes it costs to stand on God's word. Sometimes it's going to cost you to be steadfast and unmovable. Glory to God, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Good God Almighty, but somebody got to do it. And when you said, I'm going to do it, good God Almighty, God's going to back you. Good God Almighty, and if you just lay before God on your face, glory be to God. When you get up, you're going to get up freeing people. You're going to get up loosing people. Good God Almighty, you're going to get up delivering people. But there's going to be some that command to beat you, to tear you down, to lie on you, to fight against you. And they commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, in verse 23, they cast them into prison. Here are the men of God. Bound for the word of God. But how many people know today the word ain't bound? Woo, good God Almighty. You may be bound, but the word of God is not bound. And God will send his word. And he is his word. And the Holy Spirit is his word. And the power of God is his word. Good God Almighty. And that's something that will never be bound. It's his word. So the men of God are in bondage. But God's word ain't. That's what you all you got to remember. God's word ain't bound. He'll hasten to perform it. If he said it, surely he can bring it to pass. Amen, somebody. When they laid many stripes on them, they put them in prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the in a prison, watch this, people of God, and made their feet fast in stocks, meaning that it wasn't just good enough to lock them up. It wasn't just good enough to bind them. They put them in the, if we were looking at it in today's term, it's solitary confinement. They didn't even populate them with the people that's already in, come on, somebody. See, everybody may be bound by something, but they took them in the deepest part of the bondage. And that wasn't good enough either. They said, lock up their hands and their feet. Good God Almighty, know why? Because the enemy is afraid of somebody that will believe God. He's afraid of somebody that will speak in Jesus' name. He's afraid of somebody walking in power. So he don't only want you bound, he wants you bound in the deepest part of bondage. And that's not even good enough. He wants you locked up, bound up, shackled up. Good God Almighty. I'm reminded of a couple women, Mary and Mary, said, take the shackles off of my feet. Woo, glory to God. So I can dance. Woo, anybody ready to dance again? Anybody want the shackles off their feet? Anybody want the feathers off of their hands? Y'all ain't talking back to me. Anybody want to come out of the inner prison and into the inner courts? How about Shia? God will take you from the inner prison into the inner court. Halabashika is how you respond to the bondage. I'm closing. I said it's how you respond to the bondage. Why sit ye there and die? How you respond to the bondage is how you believe in the bondage. They put them in the inner courts. They locked up their hands and their feet. And time was running out. The Bible declares it was midnight. Come on, somebody. And there was a cry made again. But the cry that was made was from the people of God praying. Oh, glory to God. There's still time to pray, saints of God. Who are for the Holy Ghost? There's still time for you to pray for them. Don't you give up on your daughter now. Don't you give up on your son now. Don't you give up on your city now. It's time to pray. Hallelujah. One cry was, behold, he cometh. This cry was met with prayer. Hallelujah. Somebody got to pray right now. Are you praying right now? Are you ready to pray with us right now? Are you ready to stand right now? The Bible said that they begin to pray and sing praises unto God. Somebody would just pray. I tell you today, saints of God, you can free somebody. We got to pray. As people of God, we got to pray while there's time. We're running out of time. We have to pray, saints of God. Saints of God, we have to pray. They began to pray and sing praises unto God. Can I just share with you what happened? The Bible declares that all the prisoners heard them. People that was bound also heard them. People that didn't know what to do about their bondage heard them. Hallelujah. People that had given up heard them. People that was depressed, suicidal, heard them. People that needed a healing heard them. And suddenly, we got to do it believing. They didn't stop praying.
They didn't stop praising. They kept on till their voices rang out throughout the whole world. And if we all begin to pray, we all begin to praise right where we're at. Whoever needs to hear you that's in bondage will hear you as long as we believe that God is going to do it. And the Bible declares that suddenly, look, God Almighty, there was an earthquake. There's a prayer that sends earthquakes. There's a praise that shattered the devil's kingdom. It's an earthquake that opened up prison doors. There's a prayer and praise that sends revival right in the bondage. And I just want to encourage somebody today, glory to God, pray till the revival come. Haba Shanda, praise until the revival come. Good God Almighty, not just the revival in you, but the revival in the bondage for everybody. There's glory to God. There's a midnight cry. And there's a reviving in the bondage. Good God Almighty, I'm going to leave you today. Good God Almighty, but I want to let you know when revival comes in the bondage, it frees everybody around. When you have revival in the bondage, it brings saints to the kingdom. When you have revival in the bondage, the angels of the Lord rejoice. When you have revival in somebody's bondage, it changes their life. Are you ready to change your life today? Child of God. The Bible says, everybody that wasn't supposed to hear this will be asleep. Everybody in the prison heard them. And the earthquake shook the foundations of the prison. And immediately all the doors were open. And everybody's bands were loosed. But the ones that was not supposed to or a part of slept. The keeper of the prisoner was asleep, and he woke up and drew out his sword. But when somebody is fighting revival, they're suicidal to themselves. You worry about it. You stir up the revival and leave the rest to God. He pulled out the sword. In my clothing. But he pulled it out to do damage to himself. He had missed the revival. People of God, people in the situation that felt like they missed it, you can revive them. Paul told them, do yourself no harm, sir. We're all here. We're just freeing people. We just delivering people. And that's what Mount Carmel is doing for the people of God. They are loosening, freeing the souls of God. UTM, we just want to free the souls of God. Any other child of God, movement of God, church of God, ministry of God, free the people. Give them a word that frees them. Give them something that encourages them. Because God's word is not bound. And if it's in the word, and if you need bondage, we're taking you to Mount Carmel, where you can see the power of God in operation. God bless you all. We love you. We're so grateful to have fellowship with you. And I'm going to turn you back into the hands of the Apostle, Mount Carmel International, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, woman of God, along with Pastor, man of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I am blown away. Thank you so much, Bishop. I appreciate you for this powerful word. Amen. Revive and revive, revive us, oh God. I'm not even going to say too much about this word, amen, because it's already been preached. Come on, Lord Jesus, I thank
Hallelujah.
You. It was so prophetic for this time, and we need that word. We need to go untie some people, amen. So I thank God for you for delivering this word with such a power and such authority as God gave it to you from heaven. I appreciate you. I just bless God for each and every one of you coming on today. Praise God. Thank you so much for allowing us to come into your home. Praise God. And we just give God glory for this Sunday morning powerful word. And I pray that you take this word and hide it in your heart. And you know that we won't even sin against God on this week. Make this word, amen, come alive in your life. Praise God. Because it is such a word for this time. Amen, the time that we are living in. And I'm going to bring Bishop back and see if he can pray us out today. I thank God. Amen. Get ready, church, because God is moving us into such a blessing, and you have to see the blessing that's coming before you. Amen. Praise God. He just want us free. He want us free. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
To be able to receive that what he has.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Pray that I would never ever preach over the word of God, because it's been spoken, it's been delivered, the healing. We shall be revived on today. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So with that being said, amen, if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry is in a movement. Praise God. And don't forget, amen, to keep the bishop in prayer as he does his ministry in Richmond, Virginia. Amen. But you want to be a blessing to this ministry, you can. You know how to sow your seeds into the ministry. You know how to tithe. Amen. Praise God. And I'm one that, praise God, I don't beg for money, but I know that God has some of you to touch your heart that we can continue on this radio and have airtime. Amen. So with that being said, I'm going to bring the bishop back. Amen. Bishop Thurman A. Butler to pray us out on today. I want everyone to have such an awesome, awesome Sunday. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.
Hallelujah. Let us look unto the Lord. Father, in your most precious and holy name, we thank you today, God. We bless your name. Hallelujah, for speaking from on high today. We thank you for penetrating the hearts of your people today, God. We glorify you, Lord God, for a fresh move in our life, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're releasing the spirit of freedom. We thank you that we not be entangled again with the yokes of bondage. We not return back to the vaguely elements of this world, Lord God, but we walk in the light as you're in the light, that we have fellowship one with another, hallelujah, that your blood cleanses, Father God. I speak over the souls of those in bondage. I touch and agree right now for your freedom. All you gotta do is believe God right now. I believe you to be free. I believe you to be delivered. I believe you to conquer your enemies. I believe you to place them under your feet by the power of the living God. And I speak the Holy Ghost, Candidabosanda, in operation. I release the angels of God to encamp round about you. I release ministering angels to speak to your soul. Halabokata. I believe, Candidabosanda, your new day is here. Candidabosanda, walk in it. Stay in it. Stand in it. And give God all of the glory. And now unto him that's able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power for your life forever and ever and ever and ever. Therefore we stand in you, Lord God. We move. We have our beings. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
gonna tear your kingdom down, Lord Jesus. The preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, and yes, for the preachers. Listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God of my day,
for
the mothers. Listen, Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God
for the deacons.
I love.